For a closer look at voter attitudes, we went to the center of the 27th Congressional District. Though Batavia has an assortment of legendary diners, our gathering place was Moon Java, because for an early morning person, coffee works anytime, and the fresh-baked scones come highly recommended. Owner Renee Smart put out the alert to her customers that we'd be there, talking politics, and they were ready to chat. None more so than Richard Beatty, who had plenty to say about Chris Collins.
You know, I just printed out his financial statement from 2016 and noted that his net worth went up $21 million in a year. I thought, wow, it's pretty good for a guy that's, you know, his... Yeah, I mean, that's for a guy who's, you know, as it says on here, he gets no financial remuneration from any of the positions he holds. He's chairman, I think, on 8 different companies, and one of those, of course, is the Boy Scouts. So I just... Even before this came out, you know, his indictment, it's just wrong to me that, you know, someone should devote their energies to the job at hand, and I don't think he's done that.
The rest of the gathering didn't have visual aids, though they had plenty of opinions, most following a common theme.
My thoughts on the race are that I would like to come out of this with an acceptable candidate that is willing to talk with the constituency about the topics that are a concern for the constituency.
I'm going to read
pretty broad-based.
Yes, but I'm going to read it between the lines. Do you feel like right now that's not happening with your...
I do believe right now that we do not have that in the current person in the position, yes.
Ray Ann Angler. She works for the state, and she's nearing retirement. She and Richard Beatty were picked as Homeowners of the Year by the local Landmark Society. Rayanne wants to reverse the trend of absentee landlords, especially those who take no pride in their properties. It's a local matter for local people, and that's the way she sees elections. The 27th has the largest Republican registration of any New York congressional district. About 93% of its voters are white, half are 45 years or older, nearly one-fourth of its households have incomes of $35,000 or less, and it is Trump territory. In 2016, the district voted overwhelmingly in favor of Donald Trump. Howard Owens has been watching the local trends for the last decade at his community journalism site, TheBatavian.com.
You know, what sociologists and whatnot say, you know, Rust Belt community feels that places blame, to some extent, rightly or wrongly, on trade and trade deals, that, you know, this country's been selling out its middle class to foreign competitors, that sort of attitude, that the liberal elite have been mocking and disrespecting the white working class for a number of decades, that those sort of resentments have built up. Trump comes along, and as I heard a quote the other day, you know, as he gives a middle finger to the elite class.
Moon Java is one of several businesses inside this 800,000-square-foot structure. It once housed a manufacturer of heavy-duty farm equipment, thus its name, the Harvester Center. It's considered the world's first business incubator, and its sheer size amazes. Walking its perimeter is a feast for the senses. Its massive exterior shows its age with worn concrete and dented aluminum siding. Without realizing, I had parked on a rail line, half-buried in gravel. It has a lot of the gritty charm of Buffalo's Silo City. Back inside, the conversation continues. Noel Whiteford grew up in nearby Attica. He's a Republican and is not pleased with the candidate Chris Collins. He says he will vote for Nate McMurray, and unlike most Republicans in the area, he's not a Trump supporter. But he understands.
I can tell you that Andrew Cuomo does not help the cause of the Democrats in the area because I find him to be very condescending. I'm a Republican, and I do not identify with Trump's Republican Party anymore. And this is a very red area, a very agricultural, rural red area, and a very blue state. And they're constantly seem to be fighting the battle. So anybody who's willing to fight the battle against the Democrats is going to be right by them. So I can see certain angles of that. But I think a lot of it's fear-mongering, and I don't appreciate that at all.
We weren't having much luck finding Trump supporters, though Moon Java owner Renee Smart says many of her regulars are very much behind the president. One wears his red Make America Great Again hat with pride, but he was off on business today. Then we met Gary Borland, a retired boilermaker. He's a veteran of the military, and wears a camouflage baseball cap. He's only lived in the region for a few years.
How do you like it here?
I love it.
What do you like about it?
Well, for one thing, the people. I like the people here. You know, the people I've met are really fantastic. We got a lot of friends here now, and I like the area. I like the hills. I like the scenery.
Gary Borland speaks of pride of his military service, and he seems even more proud that many members of his family have followed in his footsteps. But he doesn't like President Trump and his first supporter in Congress, Chris Collins.
But he's got this cloud hanging over him. And as long as he's a Republican, they don't care. Instead of having a Democrat, it's like saying he may be a crook or he may not be, but am I going to wait till 2020 to find out? I mean, my whole thing is you got other choices. Even if it's another Republican, you know, why do you want him?
There are three choices in the 27th District: the incumbent Chris Collins, Democrat Nate McMurray, and Reform Party candidate Larry Piezza. On our drive out to Batavia, we exited the thruway at Pembroke. You save a few coins on the toll, and it gives a chance to see the signs along Route 5 between Pembroke and Batavia. Most of the signs were for Mark Molinaro, the Republican candidate for governor. There were two signs for Larry Sharp, the Libertarian choice for governor. Only one sign for Governor Cuomo. One homeowner hasn't taken down their Trump-Pence sign from 2 years ago. As for the congressional race, I noticed two for McMurray and none for Collins. It was more food for thought on a day spent delving into the compelling politics of the 27th Congressional District. And it was also a chance to hear of the thoughts and perspectives of voters who share a common concern for their home and their country. Again, Gary Borland.
Being a veteran, I look at the Constitution more than I do anything else. I'm a strong believer this country, without that Constitution, would be in trouble. And it's it just seems like it's an attack on the Constitution every day.
Thank you.
And reporting from Moon Java in Batavia, the heart of the 27th Congressional District, I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.